my soul. Send a great revival in my soul. Let the Holy Spirit come and take control. Send a great revival in my soul.
We welcome you to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber, pastor of North Valley Baptist Church and president of Golden State Baptist College. From our studio in the heart of the Silicon Valley, Pastor Treiber joins you today for a special time of revival and encouragement. We pray you'll be blessed as you listen to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber.
Hello, good neighbor, and welcome to the broadcast today. This great, great, exciting week of patriotism. Oh, I tell you what, Sunday in our church was awesome. It was wonderful. The red, the white, the blue. Brother Aaron, your quartet on Sunday night did such a good job. Oh my goodness. And I was feeling it so much that I almost sang a solo myself. And then the Spirit of God said, don't do that. Don't do that. I tell you what a great day. Thank you for loving America. And I know we're being aired around the globe. And I hope you'll love your country like we love this great red, white, and blue. One nation under God. So we're going to stay with some patriotic music this week. And I want to begin today with this song, America's Still Beautiful. We have the flags out today. And of course, the big flag is flying this morning. Warm day here today. But the flag is flying. And then we have in the circle, oh, there's dozens of flags. And then down the Golden Avenue, the flags are flying. And well, it's beautiful. It is just absolutely beautiful. America is still beautiful. I think you'll enjoy this song as it's sung for us today. Tina, you go ahead and sing, and we'll sing along with you. If you know it, it's a great song. Here it goes. You sing, I'll sing. I'll listen for you. You listen for me. Of course, this Sunday is July the 7th, and it'll be the first Sunday of this calendar month, where the last half of the year, these last 26 weeks are already finished with last Sunday. But I do want you to know that this Sunday is going to be an exciting Sunday, and the following Sunday, the 14th, this month, it's 7. Sundays are 7, 14, 21, 28. On the 14th is our 49th anniversary. Church family, we're planning on a great day on that day in preparation to kick off the 50th year celebration 1 year from now. But I also want to let you know that we're looking forward to a great great offering throughout this month of July, and it's going to be used for the new front project out front, beautiful covered sidewalk area and porches and a beautiful new entryway. And we're working, oh my goodness, we have been working over a year, 14 months now with our architect, and then you had to hire landscape architects and oh my environmental architect, all that business. But we're praying, and I asked them specifically, they said maybe we could have permits by the first of the year. I said no, that is not acceptable, we've got to get them. And so we're working on it, and they said okay, we can expedite it, and they're working on all that. Hopefully before the end of the year we'll break ground and get it finished real quickly for the 50th anniversary. Enough of that. Here's the song. We're going to ask the Army Band and Chorus to sing for us and play. And it's a great song. We're God Bless America. We're in 2 Peter chapter 2. Let's pick it up in verse 15 today. In 2 Peter 2, 15, God bless America.
Storm clouds gather far across the sea. Let us swear allegiance to a land that's free. Let us all be grateful for a land so fair. As we raise our voices in a solemn prayer, God bless America, land that I love. Stand beside her and guide her the light from above. From the mountains to the prairies, to the oceans white with foam, God bless America, my home sweet home.
Don't you love America? Oh, I love it. I know it's corrupt. I know that who knows what they're going to do with who's going to run for president now. They were not caught off guard, let me tell you that. But whatever happens, happens. But I tell you what, you're not going to take away what's in my heart about this great country, from sea to shining sea, the red, white, and blue. In God we trust, one nation under God, indivisible. Well, today is chapter 2, verse 15. Let me read the verse. Which have forsaken the right way and gone astray following the way of Balaam, the son of Bozar, who loved the wages of unrighteousness. Let's go back. Which have forsaken the right way. Who is he talking about? These ungodly false teachers. Verse 1, there were false prophets among the people, false teachers who privily, secretly shall bring in damnable heresies and bring upon themselves swift destruction, and many shall follow their pernicious ways. Why would you want to choose to follow someone like Balaam, who was a compromiser? He tried to play both ends, the heathen way and God's way. No, you go God's way only. God says, don't you curse my people, but we've got some money going on here, and let's just see. And which have forsaken the right way, these false teachers, and gone astray following the way of Balaam. Balaam was a hireling. He was a ripoff. You have them in your city, Pastor. They're hirelings. They're going after your people. They're saying, come visit our place. It's amazing. We get them saved, and then the other churches now want to disciple you. No, why don't you go get your own people? Well, we're not winning souls to Christ. Exactly. Leave our people alone. And the Bible says they went after the way, but watch it. The way of Balaam, here it is. The son of Bozar. You know, Aaron, you get married and you have kids. I would not name your firstborn son Bozar. Hey, Bozar, come over. Woof, 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 woof. Sounds like a dog, you know. Who was Bozar? Who in the world is Bozar? He's only found one time in the Bible. And by the way, Bozar simply means burning or the torch. Well, who was the son of Bozar? Balaam was. The way of Balaam, the son of Bozar, who loved the wages of unrighteousness. I think both dad and son, they love this money deal. Always, always, always follow the money trail. I've never had anybody nationwide, even worldwide, because they come here to, they don't come here to see my bus people. They don't come here to see my poor people. You know what I've seen my entire ministry, 49 years? You know what I've seen? They go after my people that can help them. This man's in the computer field. Maybe he can help us with computers. This man has a good bank account. Maybe God would just feel. I've had people merchandise my member for vehicles, for money, for building projects, for showing up at their homes, at their doorstep. We just want to say thank you for all you do for the work of God. By the way, I could list for you many times that's happened. What follow the money trail. Go back to verse 3. Who threw, what's the word? Covetousness. They don't covet what my bus people don't have. They don't covet what the poor people don't have. They don't covet what the unemployed people in our church have. But they covet these false teachers, these hirelings, and with feigned words make merchandise of you. They're using you, folks. A lot of things I've not been in my church, but I've never tried to use my people. I heard a preacher say, never use your people to build your church. Use your church to build your people. I never understood that in the 70s when he said that. Never use your people to build your church. Use your church to build your people. But I figured it out many decades ago. That is a true statement. Don't merchandise people. It's good to be with you today. July 4th is coming. God bless you. Have a great day.
Thank you for listening to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber, pastor of North Valley Baptist Church and president of Golden State Baptist College in Santa Clara, California. We invite you to join us each weekday. If you enjoy this broadcast, we would love to hear from you. Email us at revivaltime@nvbc.org. That was one word, revivaltime@nvbc.org. For archived broadcast and many other resources, visit our website at nvbc.org. Once again, Thank you for joining us today for Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treber.
Let the Holy Spirit come and take control. Send a great revival in my soul.